I just want to begin with just a quick, today is the optional memorial of St. John the First, Pope and Martyr. He was born in Tuscany, and he became the Pope in 523. He traveled to Constantinople on a mission from King Theodoric. King Theodoric was actually an Arian. He was, so not Nazi Arian, but Arian, the Christological heresy of Arianism. And so kind of an enemy of the church, really. Well, they thought they were Christians, but that's a whole thing. I won't even go into that. Anyways, they sent him to Constantinople. Things didn't work out quite right. When he got back, the king had him imprisoned, and he died in prison. And so John is a martyr of the early church. And actually, St. John was the one who came up with the Alexandrian system for computing the date for Easter, which is how we calculate Easter in the Western Church. So he's kind of important in our celebration of Easter. What I really want to talk about today, though, was how our first reading gives us the account of the beginning of Paul's evangelization to mainland Europe. Philippi was the location of the first Christian community in Greece. If you read between the lines in what Luke tells us in Acts, there is a connection to the gospel. Jesus told the apostles that they would be expelled from the synagogues. And that is probably why Paul and his companions went out to the river to pray in the first reading. Paul, when he would arrive in a city, would often seek out the synagogues, but then he would begin to preach in the name of Jesus, and the officials would kick him out. Many of Paul's letters include references to how he arrived in a new city as a refugee, escaping the trouble that he had stirred up by preaching Christ in the city that he had just ran out of. So today he goes to the river to pray, and he encounters a group of women, including Lydia, the cloth dealer, whom he would baptize and then be invited into her home. And again, we have to read between the lines a little bit. Luke doesn't tell us what Paul and his companions spoke to these women about, but we know from Paul's letters that he preached Christ crucified and risen from the dead. The Lord opened Lydia's heart to pay attention to what Paul taught, and it's probably safe to assume that he began by introducing her to Jesus. Through Paul, Lydia probably had a personal encounter with Christ. Paul was a bridge to Christ for Lydia. As they conversed, Lydia was able to hear God calling to her, and Paul helped her to make that connection. He was a bridge to Christ for Lydia and her household. If we want to re-evangelize a culture that has forgotten God, maybe doesn't even know God, we need to reintroduce people to Jesus. And our starting point has to be the good news that Jesus died for our sins and then rose from the dead. He united himself to us in our death so that we can be united to him in his resurrection. St. John the First, pray for us.